News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But first, the government is to ban the advertising of vapes behind shop counters, mandate plain packaging, outlaw single-use vapes as new laws are prepared to bring them in line with cigarette packaging. Health Minister Jennifer Carol McNeill is to introduce new legislation as part of a clampdown on the industry. This is so overdue. Stephen Donnelly, the previous health minister, had all this packaged up and ready to go. It fell before the last general election. In the meantime, they've done this in Northern Ireland. The single-use vapes are banned there. But apparently, the Irish state is okay with teenagers who are consuming chemicals that they have no idea what is inside a lot of these vapes. And more importantly, you've got people who are taking these and becoming addicted to the most addictive substance that is freely available in this country. Ciara, we are so behind on this. And I mean, there are children listening in the car right now, and I hate to kind of rat them out to their parents, who have one of these in their pocket that mammy and daddy don't know about, and it has them addicted.
You're 100% right. Vaping has been the Trojan horse for big tobacco. That's what it's been. It was brought in with good intentions to help those who are smoking get off cigarettes. So, you know, as nicotine replacement therapy, so NRT, good idea, you would think. But what has actually happened is we now have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people worldwide, who've never smoked, who now vape and are now addicted to, as you say, nicotine. Many of whom, if they can't get a vape, will buy a packet of cigarettes.
Well, they'll go back on cigarettes.
It's actually been a gateway to smoking. It's come full circle because here's the newsflash. It's the same addiction. If you're addicted to nicotine, you'll take it in whatever form you can. If you can't get a vape, you'll take a cigarette. So instead of actually putting people off the cigarettes, it's actually brought people back into smoking. So we have more young people smoking now than we did a decade ago because we were doing really well. Smoking was uncool. Nobody wanted to smoke. People thought smoking was for losers. Young people did. And now they're vaping and smoking big time.
And one of the great things about the smoking ban was an entire generation had no idea about a brand. They didn't know the difference between a Silkcut Purple, a John Player Blue and a Benson and Hedges and a Marlboro. All of that changed. Now they'll tell you what a Bloody Mary is. They'll tell you the different types of vapes that are out there, the flavours. They'll talk about snus. They'll tell you all about
snus is huge
the different types of snus that are out there. And all of that is behind shop counters because, and I hate to say it now because it's a bit of a secret, the margins on those pretty substantial. That's why in shops they occupy such a huge amount of space behind the counter. So they're trying to bring you in. It is the biggest swizz since tobacco itself, and we've done nothing about it.
Big tobacco's Trojan horse. That's exactly what it is.
Anyway, let us know this morning what you think about the ban. Do you support it? Obviously, myself and Ciara, neither as fans of vaping.
No.
In its current form, anyway. Are we wrong in this? Is it a useful way of giving up cigarettes, or is it indeed the gateway to smoking and big tobacco coming in via the back door? 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps, 53106 for your text.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.